The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a $447 billion defense budget. It includes $25 billion in emergency funds for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The bill passed the Senate last night. It still has to be reconciled with the version passed by the House last month. One contentious issue in the past has been Buy American rules that mandate a set amount of U.S.-produced content in Pentagon purchases.
In fact, all around this country, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are creating a boom in business.
In Oakland Park, Florida, Point Blank Body Armor is hiring so it can fulfill its new $239 million contract with the Army.
In Fairfield, Ohio, the Humvee factory has tripled its workforce.
And in Newport, Vermont, up at the northern fringe of the state, a few miles from the Canadian border, they're churning out rack after rack of olive green helmets. The company Mine Safety Appliances, based in Pittsburgh, has won contracts from the Army worth nearly $80 million to produce 230,000 helmets. We went up to Newport in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom to visit the factory. It's a new single-story building, one big hot room where the helmets are made. With these helmets, it's all about the Kevlar. A giant press is forcing a sharpened metal cutter through a layered stack of Kevlar, which looks like shiny yellow fabric.
Kevlar is harder than steel.
Plant manager Rudy Chase.
And that press is coming down with several tons of force to force that through the Kevlar. People think of Kevlar as a cloth. We think of it as kind of like liquid steel. It is extremely tough, extremely difficult to cut.
Rectangles of Kevlar are stapled into a pattern. They're draped and layered inside a mold to form the helmet shell. Then the shell is set into a steaming hot press that melts and molds the Kevlar into a hardened helmet.
I've got two different sizes that I'm running. I'm running large, I'm running medium.
That's one of the molders, Larry Dwyer, who works two presses. His fingers fly as he layers the Kevlar into the molds.
Roughly, I make around 40 per press, which means I run 80 per day in an 8-hour shift. That's working very quick.
You've got, I think, the hottest job in the place.
I would say this is the hottest location. And with working in front of two of them, it gets uncomfortable.
Do you think about the people who are going to be wearing this helmet that you're making right now?
On the news, when they give the news of the fighting that's in Iraq, Afghanistan, I'll watch to see if they're wearing our type of helmet. There are two different styles I notice on the news broadcast, and I can tell the difference.
You do?
Yes.
Larry Dwyer is glad to have work. He was laid off last September from his job at Orleans Manufacturing, which makes Ethan Allen furniture. The Army contracts have led this MSA plant to double its workforce, from 62 to 118 workers. Significant in a town of 5,000 people, and significant in a county that has the highest unemployment rate in Vermont, 7.1%, double the state average. The helmet factory has three shifts now, so they're running 24 hours a day. And that means production is way up. They're turning out 500 helmets a day, more than triple what they could make last fall. Manager Rudy Chase says the workers here take their job seriously.
There is a serious nature involved with this, and they understand that there are literally soldiers waiting in line to receive one of our helmets. Just recently, a soldier from East Montpelier, not that far away, was killed. And that hits a little closer to home, and the importance of what we do is highlighted just a little bit more.
The Advanced Combat Helmet, or ACH, made here is lightweight, about 3 pounds. It's touted as the next generation in military head protection, designed to stop a 9mm bullet traveling at 1,450 feet per second. And they'll do ballistics testing, fire projectiles at helmets to see how the Kevlar holds up. From 10 feet away, fired at nearly 4,000 feet per second, the projectile may burst through the Kevlar, this one did, but the idea is this helmet should slow down a bullet, dull the impact, and stop fragmentation and shrapnel.
It's right about where we want to be.
The company, Mine Safety Appliances, wouldn't divulge salaries here. We were told by knowledgeable people in the community that pay starts around $8 to $10 an hour. It's remarkable that none of the work at the MSA plant is automated. This is handwork. One man sands the helmet so it can be painted. A woman drills holes where the chin strap will go. Women in tank tops and shorts press rubber strips of molding around the edge. They stick Velcro patches inside to hold the adjustable pads. It's stifling hot, and the workers bring in small clip-on fans from home to create a breeze. About 30 women are bent over sewing machines, stitching together the camouflage cloth helmet covers. Some sew buttonholes where soldiers can stick twigs or branches for additional camouflage. Others create flaps for communications equipment to be threaded through. Lucy Young is one of the stitchers.
Before I worked here, I worked at Vogue News of America for 10 years.
And that's a ski apparel company?
Yeah, it was ski apparel, yes.
And 10 years there.
10 years there.
And what happened?
They just cut back and sending most of their work to China.
Lucy Young has a special insignia embroidered onto the sleeve of her shirt. It shows a crown and a dollar sign. She's the queen of overtime. Worked the most hours last fall to help the factory meet its production goal. She says she keeps one person in mind as she works.
Well, I have a cousin over there, over in Iraq, only 18 years old. I think about him often. And he said he's wearing our product.
He is?
Yes. We have a little label, and it says MSA. So he's proud, too, that he's wearing that, too. So.
What's he doing over there?
He's on a tanker, running the machine gun on a tanker.
Do you think much about the war?
Oh, yes, quite a bit when you work, in a place like this. Yeah, you do think about it quite often, yeah. Hopefully that peace will come soon. It would be nice to resolve that war. It's costing America a lot of money. But in the meantime, we're busy. We just want all our men to come back safe, that's all.
Does it seem like a mixed blessing in any way that the war is obviously benefiting this community in a very tangible way? A lot of jobs and a lot of people now have work that they might not have had before.
Well, it is great that we have the work, but hopefully we'll still have work even if there isn't a war.
Mine Safety Appliances figures it'll take well into next year to fulfill its contract with the Army. Then it hopes for more work to upgrade helmets throughout the military and keep this plant humming in Newport, Vermont.
You can see photos of the plant at our website, npr.org.